As beach weather approaches, we all start looking forward to wearing sleeveless tops and leg-bearing shorts. Are your arms and legs ready for the summer? Make sure that any embarrassing body hair is banished before you go bare. There are many ways you can go hairless: electric or straight edge razor, electrolysis, tweezers and plucking, chemical depilatories, or wax treatments. Each method has its pros and cons, but waxing is one of the more popular options available. The pros and cons of various hair removal treatments: though shaving with a razor is convenient and inexpensive, it will not eliminate hair for any length of time. You will notice stubble growing back within a few days, usually accompanied by ingrown hairs. Also, you can accidentally nick yourself while shaving or cause razor burn. Electrolysis uses needles placed near hair follicles, using heat to damage the follicles and stop hair growth. Tweezers manually pluck off the hair in all, or part of, the root. Though effective for keeping hair away for several weeks, electrolysis and plucking are time-consuming treatments since each hair is removed one by one. Plucking and electrolysis can also be painful if not performed correctly. Chemical depilatories use creams or lotions to remove surface hair temporarily, but can be messy, smelly, and may irritate or discolor the skin. Why wax? Waxing has many advantages over other methods of hair removal. Unlike a razor, which only removes the surface hair, wax treatments remove the entire hair and root. Treatments are performed by spreading a thin coat of warm wax over a strip of skin, placing a piece of cloth or paper over it, and then quickly pulling the strip off in the direction of the hair growth. Another similar method uses only a thick coat of warm wax, which is allowed to cool and harden before being pulled off. There may be a slight sting as hair is removed, but it subsides quickly. Results can last from 2 to 6 weeks and will not produce unsightly stubble. The hair grows back slowly, but with a softer texture. Over time, with repeated wax treatments, the hair growth may slow down or even cease growing altogether. Wax treatments can be accomplished faster than other methods, since large areas of the body can be treated at one time. Almost any area of the body can be waxed, including the face, arms, back, shoulders, chest, legs, bikini area, feet, and even fingers and toes. Men, as well as women, can benefit from waxing. Although there are home wax kits available, you should consider the areas you are treating and how much pain you can tolerate. If not done correctly, you can cause redness, irritation, or even damage to the skin in highly sensitive areas like the face and genital areas. If you have no formal training in waxing these sensitive areas, consider using the services of a salon or esthetician, cosmetologist who has extensive experience and can perform a treatment with the least amount of pain, in a relaxed setting. Getting ready for your appointment. Before you go for your appointment, prep your skin for the best results. At least a week before your appointment, stop using any harsh exfoliants or acid peels such as IHA, glycolic acid, or BHA, salicylate acid, to lessen the chance of post-treatment inflammation. Let the hair grow out to at least 1/4 inch for a better grip. Ask the salon for other pre-treatment precautions. Inform them if you are pregnant, taking antibiotics, hormone replacement, birth control, or other medications such as Retin-A or Accutane, as these can make the skin more fragile and unsuitable for wax treatments. Finally, check for any reviews of the salon or spa to make sure it has a solid reputation and good customer service. Go in knowing you will have a stress-free experience and come out with baby smooth skin, ready for summer fun.